بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الترغيب في إفشاء السلام وما جاء في فضله وترهيب المرء من حب القيام له عن ابن زبير رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال دب إليكم داء الأمم قبلكم البغضاء والحسد والبغضاء هي الحالقة ليس حالقة الشعر ولكن حالقة الدين والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا ألا أنبئكم بما يثبت لكم ذلك أفشوا السلام بينكم. Hazrat Ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the disease of the former nations has crept into you. Al-baghdha wal-hasad, hatred and jealousy. And hatred, it is a razor. Not a razor that shaves off hair, but a razor that shaves off a person's deen. And by the qasam of that zat and being in whose hands lies my life, you will not enter Jannat until you believe. And you will not believe until you have mutual love. Should I not inform you of that which will affirm that for you? Spread salam among yourselves. There are physical diseases of the body and there are spiritual diseases. Among the spiritual diseases, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made us aware in this hadith of the disease of hatred and hasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us as an ummah to be united. And shaitan wants us to be disunited. So shaitan will sow the seeds of hatred and jealousy to bring this disunity about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized in the hadith, Quran al-Majid also says, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. There is no good in private conversations except that person that commands with charity or good, or islahim bain al-nas, reforming the relationship between two people whose relationship has deteriorated and broken down. In this case, it is even permissible to speak a lie to unite two Muslims. And we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that greater than salah, fasting and sadaqah, is islah bayna nas, to reform the relationship between people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person that creates corruption between relationships and causes problems in whatever form and way, then it is fasad, it is corruption. Wa fasadu bayna nas yal haliqa, and that is same, the same word is used, it is a razor that removes the deen of a person. So we understand from different ahadith verses of the Quran and Majid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be united. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. You are brothers. So live like brothers. Reform your relationships. لَا تَبَاغَضُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. When hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't have hatred for one another. Don't have jealousy for one another. Don't turn your backs away from one another. Al-mu'min akhul mu'min. Al-muslim akhul muslim. Muslim is a brother of his Muslim. La yakhdhuluhu. He doesn't abandon him when he needs him. And there's so many different ahadith. So shaitan will sow the seeds of hatred and jealousy. So we need a remedy for this. And what is the remedy? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, you will never be able to enter Jannah until you have iman. And you cannot have iman unless you have love for one another. Further emphasis for love. And shouldn't I show you that which will affirm this for you? The solution and remedy is, the starting point is, afshu salama bainakum. This salam will change a person's mind. The first thing that will happen is this whisper will come in a person's mind. Some whisper of jealousy or hatred. And then it will become affirmed in one's mind and heart over time. By making salam, smiling at your Muslim brother, then immediately in this heart there's some joy, happiness, and this thought is dispelled that this person doesn't like me, this person got something in for me, this person doesn't have good feelings for me. All this will disappear by making salam widespread and making salam with the etiquette also. Smiling, sometimes hugging the person when you see him after a long time, and regularly making musafaha, which is holding his hands or shaking his hands according to the sunnah etiquette. So this will remove this disease of baghda and hasad, and there are also other remedies that the ulama have advised for removing this baghda and this hasad. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, protect us. Imagine in the end of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. We actually seek refuge from the jealous person, because there is no limit to what extent he can go to. People are killing each other because of hatred and jealousy, and doing witchcraft on one another because of hatred and jealousy. So there is no low that a person can go to, and Allah forbid, can even lose his iman. Like the hadith says, that jealousy also, it is a fire that eats up a person's iman. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. Like how fire eats up firewood, slowly, 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 in the end, this person's iman is destroyed, this person's deen is destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us from these evil qualities of baghda and hasad. The first remedy is to make salam. And if a person feels that he is really got this problem, then we have our mashayikh, the spiritual doctors. We go to them for more and more remedies. Allah Ta'ala give us to